Well, good evening, and welcome to the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
And we've got Sherry Kane back with us this week. Yeah, you took a little vacation last week, I think, Sherry, didn't you?
Yes, I took a vacation. Actually, I was working, but I
was
unavailable by telephone or by internet.
You mean you're not lying on the beach in Honolulu?
Well, I wish.
Anyway, folks, welcome to the Inside Hour. We come to you every Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Pacific time. It's 7 o'clock Hawaii time, where we're broadcasting from the beautiful Big Island. And midnight, happy new day to you folks on the East Coast. I want to thank our sponsors for the program besides BBSRadio.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, where you can get all of yours truly's books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, healthcare products, and healthcare equipment that is increasingly urgently needed today by families and friends like you and your family. So if you want to protect yourself against all sorts of things and get rid of those nasty beasties naturally, effectively, at a reasonable cost instead of the high price paid to Big Pharma and the medical deities for popping magic pills that conduct genocide and toxic injections that promote H5N1 swine flu and more, gee whiz, shop at HealthyWorldStore.com, please.
That should be a commercial right there.
No, that should be. You like that commercial?
Yeah, I did.
I was live. Not kidding.
We should have recorded that one. Well, it is recorded.
So it's recorded.
Why don't we take a part of that and just use it as
Are we going to put it on Alex Jones' show? Or Jeff Rentz, right?
No. None of those.
None of those. You got something against Alex Jones and Jeff Rentz? All right. So anyway, welcome to the Insight Hour. We cover the world's worst news and the world's best news. What's happening to us that's been secreted, and what the impact has been and is, as well as what it is that we can do about it and what the world is ultimately coming to in terms of a remedy and resolution. So, Sherry, what's on your plate for this evening? Anything important?
Well, we're talking about how they're developing more and more new vaccinations. It's nothing new, but it's definitely sad. And it's really what's even sadder is with all the information out there, it's unbelievable that people are still taking these shots. And who they're targeting right now are young people and seniors. And if you've read any of our articles or if you've listened to any of the news, you know that, for instance, the HPV vaccination, human papillomavirus vaccination, is being targeting young children, 11 to 14 years old. It was girls, now it's boys as well. It was supposed to stop them from getting uterine cancers, and we know that
boys don't get uterus. Yeah,
we know that boys don't get uterine.
Maybe boys will grow uteruses. You know, genetic modification, laboratory creations. What else is new?
Right, but and so what they're doing is they're finding a way to go around parents who are becoming educated on vaccinations. And they are, in California, for instance, passed a new law where
Texas, where it started.
Well, Texas is it's mandatory for all children to get this vaccination. And in California, they passed a law which is even worse, because if it's mandatory for, you know, for is one thing. They let you know up front, hey, you're going to come to our school. We're going to give your kids the shot. They need the shot. The parents are well aware of it. If you still send your kids to school after knowledge of that, then that's on you. But when they put that whole new system over in California where they say, okay, we're not going to ask the parents, we're going to ask the children. We're going to say, hey, do you mind if we give you a shot? And a 12-year-old child can make up a decision on whether to get the shot or not.
Yeah, when scientists are debating for years whether or not it's toxic or not, but the children are going to make a decision pro, right?
Exactly. So here it's a sneaky method of getting these children vaccinated without their parents' consent. A lot of parents aren't hip to the news. They're not listening. They might not even know that their child is prone to being vaccinated at any given moment.
That's child abuse.
Exactly.
In my book.
Because when they enter Texas schools, they have to sign something, and that which states the parents that you need to get your child this vaccination in order for them to come into school the next year. I mean, you know that they make you show records. In order for your child to attend, the parents have to sign, take the child to the doctor, and get these vaccinations. Now, that's all on the parents. But now, if they're in California, there's nothing like that. They just go to school one day and they get vaccinated. And hey, the parents might not even know about it unless their kid comes home from school and says, yeah, do you know what I did today?
Or with his left eye a little bit crooked.
Exactly. Or they start to develop all kinds of weird neurological dysfunctions.
Exactly. Yep. Talking about Andrew Mulder's great work, you know, he's done some great work in the neurology of the optic nerve damage associated with mercury toxicity and vaccinations. And you can see it in these children. You look at the children and so many of them, their eyes are crossed or their eyes are not correct. They're just, there's something wrong. And that is a very subtle symptom that you can see of mercury toxicity and damage from vaccinations.
Exactly. So, you know, I'm researching this and I get letters all the time from people with concerns about their health, even if they're well aware of the deadly side effects. They have people in their family who don't believe in the things that we believe in. They still trust their doctors. And so they are constantly dealing with having to struggle with their family members who eventually don't want anything to do with them because they believe that they're strange and they're not doing right by their family members. For instance, an elderly mother who's in a hospital or in nursing care, and she's left at the hands of these people who still believe
elder
that
abuse.
They believe they're doing exactly what's right, and they have siblings that are saying, well, you know, we don't want you here anymore, and the doctor's saying, well, so-and-so, your sister is not allowing us to do our job and is not allowing us to give these shots to your mother. And next thing you know, the family...
There's a big lawsuit and the social services come in. And we used to be getting about two or three people inquiring in our office every month about having their children or the social services department come in and take the children and then be involved in litigation where one spouse was pro, one spouse was con, the vaccinations. And this has been a horrible tragedy, an additional way in which you tear families apart. Already suffering families are from this whole deception and division and the breakdown of the traditional family and how important that is. And look at where we've come now with that gross violation of our oneness, our capability of loving each other as families.
Yeah, exactly. It's really, really sad. And listening, like this one woman's story is extremely sad. Her mother was sick. She was in the hospital. They forced her to take a drug called Haldol, which caused her an inability to eat and swallow and inhibited her arm movement, preventing her from reaching for any food and drink for herself. And then the daughter, who was like really for, you know, natural health, against vaccinations and on the same page with us, was accused of interfering with the hospital staff and the medical procedures. And then her whole entire family turned against her and they removed any authority of her to speak on her mother's behalf. And they shoved her mother into a long-term care center, and she died at 77 pounds after the doctors had given her a flu vaccination and a pneumonia vaccination, advising her family that if she did not have these, she would surely die. And within a week of getting those vaccinations, her mother died. And she asks the question.
Horrible. This is just, I mean,
horrible. She says, how do you feel? I mean, what do you feel about the reaction of a 77-pound woman who had just survived a cancer misdiagnosis and near starvation, how she would respond to either a flu vaccination or the pneumonia vaccination? And these vaccinations are distributed widely to every senior in the province that this woman lives in, which is I believe in Canada. And she said that, you know, even Walmart offers those vaccinations there, which we're well aware of.
Walgreens, Walmart, Longs, come get your free genocidal weapons, biochemical weapons of mass destruction. You can actually Costco. You can pick up your coffin in one stop shop. Get your deadly vaccinations and order your coffin at the same time.
And so what would your reaction be, Dr. Horowitz? I mean, think about it. If she asked you this question, if her mother had just survived a cancer misdiagnosis and near starvation, how would she respond to these vaccinations?
Well, I can't speak without bias because my own mother died of the flu vaccine, the 1976 swine flu vaccine, which was a fraud by the Merck Pharmaceutical Company. We've written extensively on that. People, if you're not aware of Sherry Cain's wonderful writing, go to sherrycain.com. She covers everything from COINTELPRO, the propagandists that have infiltrated the grassroots movements there, with many links then to her coverage of the Partnership for New York City, which is the international drug cartel, the main drug trust, the main biotechnology operators, movers and shakers of the Merck Pharmaceutical Company, SmithKline-Beachem, Glaxo, you name it, they've got to have biotechnology to do their deadly deeds. And that biotechnology drug ring, or drug trust, if you will, it's called the Partnership for New York City. Sherry, you've done a marvelous job in exposing that. You can also, folks, get the newsletters. If you're not signed up for our newsletters, you go to healthyworldstore.com and sign up to receive a newsletter. We haven't sent out one in about 3 weeks, maybe 3.5 weeks. We've been swamped, but we are working on stories, and we will be sending out a newsletter fairly soon, at least to alert the Healthy World affiliates. And by the way, if you're not signed up to be a Healthy World affiliate, go to healthyworldaffiliates.com. And that gives you a partnership with us, and that gives you the opportunity to help save lives, spread the truth that shall set humanity free, and make some money. Yes, make some money, too, selling the greatest health products on the planet based on all the suppressed knowledge. Because if the truth shall set you free, you bet your booties that the greatest suppressed truths in health science and true the electrogenetics, the whole arena of bioenergy, has been suppressed, because if humanity awakens to that, you no longer have Big Pharma. You no longer have the medical deities operating these deadly vaccinations and intoxications. Anyway, what I would say to this woman would be, unfortunately biased by my own sick and sad experience watching my mother die from Guillain-Barré initially, and then the doctors drugged her with this autoimmune disease that is induced by vaccinations. And folks, if you don't know the widespread damage caused by vaccinations, number one, just understand that it is the number one killer of everything in the United States that takes vaccination. It is number one. It far surpasses deaths by cancer, deaths by heart disease, and even combined, because you understand there's never been a report on the number of people dying from vaccinations, because according to the CDC, they don't receive about 90% of the negative data. It's all been suppressed, and the system itself is set up so that the doctors don't traditionally report vaccine injuries and vaccine damages, and the organizations that are supposed to be collecting and disseminating that data are basically fronts. They're fronts for Big Pharma, and the system of injustice believes in that, and you know, because laws are based on public belief and attitude, and if you can simply get into people's heads via the mainstream media, you can manipulate the mass mind, and you can create the laws and the legislation to allow for, and in fact, selectively target populations for genocide, all legally, and that's what they've done. So the reporting of vaccine injuries, if you simply take, for example, a vaccine like hepatitis B, and if you haven't gotten the CD called Horowitz on vaccines, it's available at healthyworldstore.com, get that and distribute that to your friends and family. It's an oldie but goodie, but I'll tell you, it's nothing has saved more lives than that.
And then in Lies We Trust, that's a great movie to
Inform
people about, you know, about how they're trusting their doctors, because their doctors know how, are academic, academically trained, and they have all this trust in them, and they're not, you know, they're not doing what they're.
Yeah,
that's all a big lie.
It's a great documentary, and then of course, Pharma Whores. Sherry, you're in Pharma Whores, and we did that together. Pharma Whores, PharmaWhores, PharmaWhores.com will get you information on the almost, I guess it's 2 hour plus documentary, 2.5 hour documentary that we did a couple years ago. subtitled The Showtime Sting of Penn and Teller, Pharma Whores, The Showtime Sting of Penn and Teller, where we expose who are the money men, the bag men behind Penn and Teller's fame and fortune and this whole use of the show that they have that's called Bullshit, Penn and Teller's Bullshit. It's on Tuesday nights, I understand, and they basically tried to discredit yours truly, in particularly Oxy Silver and the 528 hertz frequency resonance that is miraculous, by coming to us and wanting to discredit us in California a couple years ago. Well, we turned that into a feature-length documentary for educating we the people. And so you can begin to get a sense about genocide from vaccinations. And just as I was mentioning, the hepatitis B vaccine, if you simply did the numbers like I do very, very clearly on the Horowitz on Vaccines CD, you realize that over 800,000 people, conservatively, very conservatively, and you want to be conservative because you don't want to make a mistake. These are lives. These are public health issues we're dealing with. You don't want to be called a quack or somebody who's crazy. So you've got to be very conservative in making these outrageous claims. And you can do that very, very easily by examining the data that's published by CDC and, in fact, on the package inserts. I encourage everyone who's getting any vaccination or thinking about getting a vaccination to simply look at the package insert that the manufacturers give you, because they are, by law, required to tell you what science backs that product as well as what the potential risks and side effects are. If you simply take that and then you realize approximately 1% are going to suffer severe long-term complications from the vaccinations and including death, you've got to then take, let's say, 50 million American children for the targeted for, let's say, hepatitis B or HPV, and then you've got to run those numbers, and you've got to come to the realization that there are hundreds of thousands of people conservatively dying from these things, and you never hear one word about it. You know, you'll hear all sorts of things. Mainstream headline press, if some sort of a natural ingredient like kava causes heart palpitations and stimulations in one person that is rushed to the hospital in Sheboygan, Iowa, and suddenly now it makes headline news because it's an agenda for the big pharma. And you are, again, indoctrinated with that mind control propaganda to believe that natural cures and remedies are demonic, and the only way to go is pop your magic pills and rely on the medical deities, you know, the MDs. And again, so the concept of what killed my mother is killing virtually everyone who ever got vaccinated. And those are foreign proteins and foreign genetic material from bacteria and viruses and fungus and yeast and chicken embryo and bovine fetal serum and monkey kidney tissues and cowpox, or cowpus is used in chickenpox. You know, it's like goes on and on. It's like a witch's brew that you're getting injected into your bloodstream that the Bible says to you not to do. It forbids you to get injected, intoxicated, and depopulated via injection. It tells you, keep the blood pure. Keep the seed from being mixed up. That's not what happens from Monsanto's manipulation of the genetics of virtually every species. And so you've got a crisis on planet Earth today. You've got not just a human crisis, you've got an environmental crisis, you've got a multi-species, virtually omni-biocide. It's not omnicide. There's biocide, that is the mass killing of biology, and that you've got omnicide, the mass killing of virtually everything that's alive. And so this is, you know, really what we're faced with is insanity. And that's how far this indecency and lack of intelligence has brought us. That's how far the demonic deception from media mass mind manipulation has brought us to the brink of extinction. And the reality is, how are we going to wake up? And the solution to that is the 528 Love Revolution, 528loverevolution.com will start you on your way to realizing there's a better way, and that way is in love, and that way is in harmony with all of nature, with the cosmic laws that are the divine laws. That means one and one is always two, and the entire universe is based on math, and so is our biology, biochemistry, metabolism, physiology. Everything is healed and sustained mathematically and musically. And the reality is you don't need to pop your magic pills, because those pills work by way, ultimately, of photons and phonons, sound and light signals. So you might as well, if you want the medicine of God, you might as well just be taking that medicine of music, make it medicinal music by transposing it into 528 hertz frequency. Transpose the music, play the music, sing the music, and it is healing. It causes what's called in musicology ecstatic listening, not just regular listening or distressing listening like most music is today. You have ecstatic listening, where you have this feeling of this incredible euphoria as the endorphins suddenly secrete from your endocrine system and swell throughout your bloodstream and bringing you joy and peace and harmony, and you get this kundalini rush up your spine and horripilations, that's technical for goosebumps. You get chills of joy and ecstasy. That's called ecstatic listening in musicology. And you can create that most often and optimally using love, 528 hertz frequency that is being heralded by the botanical world as its choice. Gee whiz, the wisdom in a blade of grass. Look at the wisdom in Jesus' statement that if you had as much faith as a mustard seed, you can move mountains. How much faith does a mustard seed have? Infinite. Infinite faith. Because it doesn't have an ego that's been indoctrinated and deceived and manipulated for optimal depopulation. It's got a genetic strand that's an antenna to God that simply takes in the truth, the musical mathematics of divine creation, and celebrates it by growing strong and powerfully through any obstacle. Gee whiz, man, that's hard to understand, isn't it? It's hard to believe that God can work so powerfully and simply, and that nature follows God's law, not stupid's law. So the reality is, you know, it's like you look at what are the facts. We're being taken out. How do we relieve that problem? We celebrate the gifts that we've been given. And the simplest gift of all is the gift of life that is sustained, uplifted, healed miraculously by 528 hertz frequency.
So beautiful, always beautiful. You're very well said.
Thank you, Sherry. You mean you enjoy listening to the Inside Hour?
I do. I want to go back to the vaccination issue. I know that we went off there for a little while, but
I do that sometimes. I have to apologize. You know,
I wanted to talk about this site. It's the vaccination that they're promoting right now is this anthrax vaccination, and they have this government site set up. It's anthrax.osd.mil, and the site is called AVIP, A-V-I-P, which stands for Anthrax Vaccine Immunization Program. And you know the word immunization. You talked about that several times. It's all a fraud in the use of the word immunization.
Yeah. The folks, if you haven't gotten that reality check, what Sherry's referencing is the fact that immunization, when I was still at Harvard School of Public Health in 1981 and 82, they still taught us the truth. It was immunization was a natural exposure to biologicals through a natural route of exposure, such as your breath or your food, and ultimately that led to immunocompetence or immune response that gave you protection against these recurring infections. Well, gee whiz, immunization thereby was a natural mechanism to be celebrated, in fact, naturally induced. That's why when my children had friends that had chickenpox, I called for a chickenpox party, invite all the neighbors' kids over, and hope that my children are going to get sick naturally. You know, but and that didn't happen, unfortunately, because too many of the children were vaccinated, and thereby, that way, then they cause the delay of exposure and risk to the chicken pox. Finally, when they get to be adults or in their late teens, they get now susceptible to far worse complications from being exposed to chicken pox. So at any rate, this is part of the complications of non-natural, quote, immunization. So vaccination is the correct term, and vaccination implies intoxication by injection. It's really murder by injection. It's really murder by biochemical intoxication and weaponry. And that's precisely what it is. It's the world's number one genocidal weapon. It's a biochemical toxin. So it's aimed at your bloodstream and ultimately intoxicates your immune system, overwhelms it, and then leads to 86 varied autoimmune diseases, which, like in my mother's case, dying from Guillain-Barré and then through suppression of the immune system, that when you get an inflammatory condition in response to the biochemical intoxication called vaccination, you then have to suppress the natural immune system by drugs, corticosteroids particularly. So they put my mother on corticosteroids for about 2 or 3 years. And what happens when you suppress the immune system, not naturally through drugs, then those immune cells don't work right. They're like in a stupor. They're drugged out. And ultimately, then the cancer cells that they're supposed to seek and destroy grow. And that's exactly what happened to my mom. She developed uterine cancer. And then a few radiation treatments, and a few months later, my mother was dead. And that's, again, just exactly what amazingly, and it's so ironic and hideous, to think that that was what my mother's greatest beef was, that there were neo-Nazis and Nazis still on the planet that could impact even America, and I argued with her like a fool, and she, who had scrubbed the streets at Nazi gunpoint in Vienna as a 16-year-old, beautiful, blonde-haired, blue-eyed Viennese woman, young woman, with her 8-year-old brother who was a genius in mathematics, studied later with Einstein, actually became vice president of Honeywell. That was my uncle. Her brother scrubbed the streets at Nazi gunpoint, and by miracle, they made it out on the last boat that made it out of Europe. And years later now, in the hospital, she dies from Big Pharma with its roots in IG Farben and the Gestapo from Nazi Germany. Literally, the connections between Big Pharma and what's called IG Farben, Germany's leading industrial organization that for all practical purposes was the Third Reich, with their top officials being the top SS, with the Bayer Aspirin Corporation director, Hermann Schmitz, the director of IG Farben, with the Merck Pharmaceutical Company receiving the lion's share of the Nazi war chest at the end of World War II. Oh, wow, while the president, George W. Merck, was hand-picked by Roosevelt to lead America's biological weapons industry. Imagine that. All these guys from the East and the West, from Germany, the Anglo-American connection, all in bed together when it comes to Big Pharma and population reduction through intoxication. So this is what my mom ultimately died from, the people that she feared were going to come back and be a part of the American scene. And gee whiz, look at where we're at right now. Confusing the word vaccination with immunization.
Right. This is a very sick website. It's a government website. It's anthrax website. And it talks about... Basically, what they're doing is promoting the anthrax vaccination first to the troops. So they state here, the most deadly form of anthrax is the type most expected on the battlefield. U.S. intelligence agencies tell us, it says on this website, anthrax is a top choice for use as a biological warfare agent, which they themselves are producing, by the way. There's no, you know, foreign countries that are putting that on our battlefields. Anthrax spores are relatively easy to produce, remain dangerous for decades, and can be spread in the air easily. Yes, relatively easy to produce, again, produced by the USA. They'll call us terrorists for saying this.
No, you're absolutely correct. Now, folks, you've got to get the video documentary, that Sherry referenced before. It's called In Lies We Trust, the CIA, Hollywood, and Bioterrorism. Get In Lies We Trust, because you understand a focus is exactly what Sherry's talking about, the anthrax fright that came out several years ago. In fact, I was, I guess, blessed to be somewhat awake when Larry Wayne Harris, way back, now we're talking about 1997 or thereabouts, Larry Wayne Harris was a CIA operative, kind of like a COINTELPRO propagandist that had been sent in to infiltrate the Patriot movement in the United States. He had been sent in to attend the survivalist meetings and the survival expos. And I was a part of that, as all of our great colleagues were. You know, we had Bo Greitz, who was lecturing, and Jack McLam, and a lot of other wonderful people who were waking us up to some serious problems. At the same time, you had this fool-looking character. Man, this guy was a scary-looking character. If you want to see what the guy kind of looked like, I wouldn't recommend it, but you can get Steven Seagal's movie called The Patriot, because Seagal stole that script from yours truly. It was based on my book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. And Steven Seagal distorted the real story for the screenplay, and he made me and Larry Wayne Harris the villain of that movie. Himself, he made, of course, the hero, played the role of Dr. Joseph Paleo, my co-author in the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. And Joey, God rest his soul, he passed away. But he was responsible for giving that book over to Steven Seagal in Hollywood. And that happened through John Trockman, by the way, who is the Montana Militia chairman, director, founder. And this was a character who was also on the Patriot circuit, who was in the late 90s very active in putting out information about how bad the government was. But you see, now we know, because of Sherry Kane's brilliant work exposing how COINTELPRO operates in controlled opposition, feeding us what's happening on Wall Street in the revolution today. On Wall Street is all planned by people like George Soros, who funds it so that you could develop hate for your government, hate for those people in Washington, and direct, of course, that hate for globalization into the one world government. And that's what all this unrest is about. There's nothing new under the sun. So what's happening in headline news that's capturing attention is intended to capture your attention to deliver a certain message. And so that's really where, you know, you got to go looking at into this whole concept of Larry Wayne Harris with anthrax was actually breeding anthrax and telling people how to incubate it at these shows. And you had Joyce Riley and myself who were just appalled that there would be somebody actually claiming to be a patriot, claiming to be out there doing good, and yet telling people how to become bioterrorists. So I was the first one who exposed that, and then later on, I actually was the first one to expose the anthrax mailings for what it really was, a gross fraud. And you can go even today online. There's many, many places that have my early writings on exposing the anthrax mailing fright and its source at Battelle Memorial Institute. This is what triggered me to get engaged with this, Sherry, is your statement about who made it, who's
right.
Making this stuff.
Well, what's interesting is they point out here anthrax spores are relatively easy to produce. Like you say, they're encouraging people to attempt to produce them.
Well, that's, they do that, but again, not the stuff that they mailed. You see, the stuff that they mailed and the laboratories have the capacity to produce, particularly Battelle Memorial Institute, West Jefferson, Ohio, the project was called Clear Vision. And or Project Jefferson, West Jefferson, Ohio, Project Jefferson. And the people who were in charge of it were CIA agents. I named them in the film, In Lies We Trust. And one of them was Ken Alyepikov, the Russian defector who came as the American kind of like help in anthrax from Russia's top biological weapons laboratories. He defected to the United States. There were stories about that, but he was a propagandist for CIA at that point. And then the West Jefferson, Ohio group actually created a hyper-concentrated, we're talking about typically a gram of anthrax has about, I think it was about 500 million spores, whereas a gram of their silica cut, hyper-weaponized by electromagnetic technologies that only are available in the most sophisticated bioweapons and pharmaceutical labs, they actually created an anthrax that was hyper-concentrated to about, I think it was 2 or 3 trillion spores per gram.
So it's really airborne.
It's like if you open the envelope, instantaneously the entire room would be virtually full with the spores. And that only gets created not by a jerk named Larry Wayne Harris or a blue-collar lab worker who pumps the stuff out in a garage. This is done and sophisticated
government laboratories
only, exclusively, Sherry.
Right. So here, this is what they state is because of its deadliness, inhalation anthrax is the type of anthrax potential enemies have the capability to use against our troops, according to U.S. intelligence sources. I mean, look at the propaganda on this website.
You get nothing but propaganda from the media,
You study these vaccination websites that are trying to encourage people to take these shots, and you wonder how people just don't see between the lines. It's like, you look at the vaccine facts on this page. It says, anthrax vaccines contains ingredients that are understood and safe. Well, people do not understand or not aware of what they are injecting into their bodies. Here it says anthrax vaccine contains harmless parts of the anthrax bacteria. So you tell me how they separate what's harmful and harmless and inject it in you. They're injecting the anthrax.
I can tell you. I can answer that. You want me to tell you?
Yes, go ahead.
Well, they basically take the anthrax bacillus and they fracture it, they break it apart, they centrifuge it, so you get different layers of mass that they then get the proteins, they separate the proteins from the genetic material, and they may find a specific protein that they'll say, well, if we inject this in some sort of a vaccine soup, you know, we'll add this to the various vaccine ingredients, the mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, formalin, MSG, all of these other ingredients.
Here's my problem with what you're saying, though, right now. I have a big problem, and that is homeopathics, right?
Well, of course, it doesn't work on that level. No, this is crude, physical, man stupidity operate on spirituality.
If homeopathics worked, okay, they work, whether you believe in them or not. I've taken homeopathics, didn't even know I was taking them, and I had symptoms that were, symptoms of the homeopathic without even being aware of what I was taking.
I know. I've seen that happen.
And you've seen that happen to me.
I've seen it happen to you and many people.
Yeah, so here's the thing. If homeopathics work without even being spiritual or without even being aware of what you're taking or even without being aware of the placebo effect, they just are so powerful that they still even – the remnants or the ghosts of what they once were are still powerful enough to create whatever it is in your body, whether, you know, it's usually to cure you. In homeopathics, we cure you. But
yeah,
that's
how homeopathics work, folks. It's basically there's nothing physical in it. It's just the spiritual signature that's in the water.
It's like a ghost of what it once was.
A ghost is a word you could use. It's a frequency resonance or it's an energetic signature that's delivered via the water, which is a liquid crystal superconductor. Water is a liquid crystal superconductor of sound and light. And if you take, let's say, Rustox, which is poison ivy, and you pulverize it from the plant, and you then serially dilute it to the Avogadro number, that's 10 to the 36th. In other words, you take a drop of your initial pulverized poison ivy, and then you take one drop, and then you add it to a bottle of water, and then you take one drop from that water, and you put it into the next container with the same amount of water, and you do that 36 times. In the last vial, you've got virtually no more poison ivy. All you've got is the ghost of that energy signature hanging out in that water, that if you then take it, it cures poison ivy.
Right.
That's homeopathy.
But now they're using actual, they're usually actually using solid organic material in this vaccination. So it's working in reverse. They're injecting the virus.
Of course. And this is what I was referencing earlier. If you're a biological, biospiritual creation, not just a physical chemical creation, the best definition I've said to you many times on this program and elsewhere, you are a digital bio-holographic precipitation, crystallization, miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibrations coming out of water. You're manifesting miraculously out of water that's the universal solvent. It is part of the triune God. 80% of your Holy Spirit-filled temple is God in liquid form. And so if you understand that and you want to treat that effectively, you don't turn to chemistry. You turn to spirituality. You turn to electrogenetics. You turn to physics. You turn to musical mathematics. That's the modern medicine.
Bioenergetic.
That's the medicine of the future.
Hands-on healing.
That's where it's at, folks. Everything else is a fraud. Get it?
Yes.
It's a fraud. It's a deadly fraud. Please get it.
And if you don't believe in any of that, just take your OxySilver.
Well, that's how OxySilver works. What's OxySilver?
But OxySilver, if they don't believe any of this, we're telling them, let them just take OxySilver.
Just take it, but take it with prayer.
Because OxySilver, at least they're taking something. Because most people are used to taking
something. They're taking something, yeah. Everybody got to take something. What's on the shelf today to take? You know, go to the medicine cabinet.
I got a headache. What can I take?
Take
I got
something.
A fever. What can I take?
It's all consumerism, the culture, the American medical culture, where you got to take something. Good consumers, it's a consumer. Consumption used to mean death by disease. Consumption used to be a horrible, the worst type of plague. It's like AIDS, where you would just kind of like become a skeleton and die. That's consumption. Consumption today means the sum total is a con job, and you got to pay for it, and you get addicted to it, and you got to even buy insurance because of planned obsolescence. You can plan for whatever you're buying to die in a matter of appropriate time so that you then have to replace it and fill up those garbage dumps. Wow, aren't we smart as human beings?
That's exactly right. So I got to go through the rest of these ingredients, okay? Aluminum is added to the anthrax vaccine, so the body makes more protective antibodies after the vaccination. Let's talk about that for a minute, aluminum.
I think we all need some more. I can't wait till I get my fill of aluminum. Then I can become complete retard. You know, that's exactly what the Illuminati wants. Sure, Truod and Company want me. Can't wait for me to kind of like just have my memory fail. But that's Alzheimer's heavy metal
is
aluminum.
So that's what they're giving you that for is actually the anthrax vaccination is not really to prevent anthrax. What it is to give you other diseases so they can sell their drugs.
Of course, that's what
so
it's the whole thing
about
is.
What
it's
they're
a
putting
complete
in there
scale. All of medicine. That's the thing for all of medicine.
Exactly. But let's talk about this particular vaccination. Why are they giving it? Now, you mentioned that aluminum is for Alzheimer's. So they're going to give us Alzheimer's, and then we have to go get medication for the Alzheimer's. So that's one disease.
And then you have to get medication for your diarrhea, and then you have to get the medication for your food that's, you know, whatever.
Right,
you know,
and for your home
and
care.
How about that nervous leg syndrome, you know?
Yeah,
I think that's restless leg. How about a restless eyelid, you know?
Okay, the next ingredient. Benzethonium chloride is added to the anthrax vaccine to prevent contaminating the container and the vial. Now,
they're concerned about the contaminating the vial, but you're so vile in the Illuminati's perspective, they can't wait to contaminate you.
Exactly. So benzethonium chloride. Now, what that must cause some kind of
Well, it's another salt, anything that has chloride in it. And if you look at table salt, it's a perfect example of human toxicity
poison.
And stupidity. It's totally poison, folks. If you haven't already changed to taking good quality sea salt, Celtic sea salt or some good sea salt, and get rid, actually throw out that table salt.
Right.
You know, the Morton's table salt.
No,
you know,
they offer the other stuff, no salt. They don't promote sea salt for people that shouldn't be taking salt. They promote things like no salt that also give you other kind of side effects.
Yeah, and then eat the hospital food that's got full of salt and just, you know, full of sugar, and then you've got the electromagnetic frequencies from the lighting, which is high spectrum yellow, which is the most stressful and disease inducing. And then on top of that, it is actually the number one lighting system that you can get that reduces work efficiency, efficacy. So that means all of your nurses and your doctors are involved under this lighting system to become most fatigued most rapidly. And these are the people that we turn to for our health care. Are you kidding me, folks? My God.
So wait, they're not
insane.
Done. They're not done with these ingredients.
Insane. Gonzo. The planet is gone.
Okay, a small amount of formaldehyde is added to this anthrax vaccine to help the benzetonium that prevents contaminating the container do its job.
Yeah, but that's that really what they're telling you is that the formaldehyde is prepping you to become involved in, you know, the autopsy, the morgue, is that's the preserved corpses
exactly.
with formaldehyde and formalin.
Exactly.
You know, that's what's really important about that. You know, it's like giving you a little dose in advance so you get used to it when you're lying dead in that morgue.
Oh, my gosh, it's so sick, isn't it? And then basically they say sometimes squalene is found in the anthrax vaccine, but squalene is not added to the anthrax vaccine. Now, you explain what that means.
Yeah, I sure will. The reason they're not adding it is because you had people like yours truly and Joyce Riley and about less than a handful of other people who were so vocal about squalene being the primary suspect in Gulf War syndrome with the troops being vaccinated with the anthrax vaccine. And the company was in Michigan, and it was called Bioport LLC, folks. Bioport was the principal source of all of the hideous contaminated anthrax
adjuvant
is a fancy word for additive.
Right.
And the adjuvants that are being injected by vaccinations today include polysorbate 80, includes, and that's really minor compared to some of the others, sterilizers. They've got sterilizers and spermicides in many of the adjuvants. They've got Dr. Anthony Fauci's co-patented, that means he makes money as the director for the National Institute for Infectious Diseases, in all of the vaccinations that use the adjuvants, whereby he's patented with his colleagues a adjuvant that stimulates the immune cells. So in other words, you got your bodyguards, your white blood cell bodyguards doing their job, and, you know, they're doing normal and they're doing great, and suddenly now you inject them with Dr. Fauci's patented formula of an adjuvant, and suddenly now they go into hyperdrive. They look for everything. They can't find enough. They can't gobble up enough. It means that it's hyperstimulated in the immune cells. That's hypersensitization reaction, folks. Hypersensitization reaction is like allergies and asthma, where you get this hay fever and allergies, and your entire immune system goes haywire because it's now not just seeking out and destroying the germs, it's seeking out and destroying what's called antigenic complexes. That is a fancy word for in immunology, for the combination of your own host cell protein combined with, let's say, a wheatgrass protein or an injected protein from a bacteria or anthrax, where it combines with your own host cell proteins and it forms what's called an antigenic complex. That antigenic complex is then gobbled up by these hyperstimulated immune cells and these white blood cell bodyguards and the macrophages particularly, and then the macrophages send a message to the entire army of white blood cell bodyguards and says, if you ever see this entire sequence, attack and destroy. And so it's actually giving you the message that your own white blood cell bodyguards should attack and destroy you. So if you haven't got enough to worry about, go get vaccinated, become intoxicated, become immune stimulated, and then watch your own immune system do you in. Don't forget to take your formaldehyde and formalin in the shot, however, so that you can be prepared for the morgue.
Yeah, right. I mean, and this sentence is really confusing. When they say sometimes squalene is found in anthrax vaccine, but squalene is not added to anthrax vaccine.
The reason it's not added is because we were so vocal. It was added. They had routinely added squalene.
Sometimes it is found, but it was not added.
No, this is bull. Excuse me. It's BS. What they're covering up. And this is what I'm. I read this stuff all the time.
Wait, you have to be more on sentence if they say sometimes it is found, but it is not added.
Well, it's not found naturally, and it's only added. What you're not reading there is the history. You're not reading the history
but
that you had Horowitz and et al. Out there. You know, you had literally Horowitz, you had Joyce Riley, and Jessica, maybe two or three other people who are actually vocally stating the fact that squalene was a hideous immune stimulant that caused the immune systems to go haywire, leading to a whole variety of illnesses that the Gulf War troops were susceptible to or were seen to develop following the anthrax vaccinations. And that's what you're reading. You're not reading that history. They stopped putting it in. We made so much noise. We brought so much public attention to the genocide of adding this squalene adjuvant that they stopped putting it in the vaccine.
Why even include that sentence? That sometimes it is found, but it is not added.
The reason that they did it is because they don't want to cop to the they want you to believe that it's good, but they don't want to cop to it's bad, and they don't want to cop to the history of why it was pulled from the vaccine. That's what that sentence doesn't tell you.
Well, the sentence is very confusing because I don't know why they would say it's found but not added.
I'm telling you the reason.
I know, but I mean, why even include it's found but not added? It's like it sounds like an oxymoron.
Because they could cover their asses. That's why. They used
why
to add
say,
it.
Why didn't they
used
just say
to
it's
add
not
it.
Added? Why didn't they just say squalene is not added to...
They could say squalene is not added any longer. Then the next question any normal human being would ask is, why aren't you adding it anymore?
Right.
And the answer is because Horowitz and Riley out there said that this is absolutely genocide.
It's just a very. I mean, and then the biggest thing about all of these ingredients is the last sentence. The FDA approves all ingredients in the anthrax vaccine. It approves all these ingredients, but it attacks all natural supplements, and that they can't regulate. And it has a friend.
They're trying to regulate everything.
And wait, no, I'm saying it approves
everything just had...
that it can't regulate. I mean, it approves everything that it can regulate, and everything that it can't regulate, it disapproves of. And it's just exactly what happened to our friend Jim Folsom, who's sitting in jail because the FDA doesn't like him to sell an energy
machine. A Rife machine, yeah.
A Rife machine. But meanwhile, the FDA approves these injections into your bloodstream that make you sick.
Yeah, folks, you go to miracle6.com, miracle6, S-I-X. Now spell it out, miracle6.com. You can get information on why Jim Folsom is sitting in jail. And thanks for your prayers, folks, and all the people that have been working to get Jim out. We understand that we just got good news. We've been praying for years. He's been in jail for about 7 years for simply trying to do humanity a favor by heralding the great work of Royal Raymond Rife and the power of energy machines to blow out viruses, blow out bacteria, and virtually bring people back to homeostasis balance, whereby their diseases simply disappear bioenergetically, naturally. Jim's been in jail for 7 years. He figured he had a really good case. He could have plea bargained for $250. He could have just paid a fine and said, yeah, I'm guilty of practicing medicine without a license. He said, no, I'm going to make a case because we've got everybody declaring victory, and we're so... Well, guess what? FDA put him in behind bars in the injustice system. It was hideous in his case. The lawyers sold him out. Even his own family members sold him out. I observed it. I watched it. It was hideous. And ultimately, now, the good news, after all these years, Jim, is scheduled to be released in February of the new year. So... Hallelujah. Pray that everybody prays for Jim and that Jim's final release will come and he can make his wife happy again, you know? Sick and sad what's going on.
It's really sad.
And let me tell you one other thing. We just had our first bottle of Oxy Silver from Germany get refused entrance into the country, claiming it was a medicine instead of a holy water. Or a mineral water, which it really is.
Right.
With 528 hertz frequency and that microfine silver that's bonded to the water, you're dealing with a double liquid crystal superconductor, and silver being a superconductor, you've got a double superconductor of the sound and light of love. And if you pray using it, as you should with every holy water, in fact, give thanks to water at all, because it is, as I mentioned, part of the triune God. Sustains us and heals us and uplifts us and rejuvenates us. And this is really a crime that they've just committed in Germany. We have just, after all these years of selling Oxy Silver to various people internationally, we have just gotten our first rejection. They refused to allow it into the country of Germany. And you know, as well as I, if you've been paying attention to the news reports about Codex Alimentarius legislation, which is the regulation of all of the natural botanicals and herbs and vitamins and making it all requiring a prescription from your medical deity so that the drug industrialist can control it as well as your demise. Ultimately, that is Codex starts in Germany, and this is where the first bottle of Oxy Silver was just sent back to us because they won't allow it into the country because they're claiming it's a medicine.
Yep, that's really sad, and basically they wanted to destroy it or ship it back, and she opted for them to ship it back rather than destroy it. But it's just really sad that people can't have access to such a wonderful thing as Oxy Silver, and for them to even declare it was a medicine. I mean, the only thing I can think of is they went on the website and read some testimonies on it or something, because there's no way that they, you know...
Well, they're declaring all of the silver hydrosols as medicines in this regard. And that's, again, a stupid reality. You look at the sponsors of Alex Jones with Silversol and Silversol fraud. If you want to learn about who's really behind Oxy Silver's competition, go to the silversolfraud.com website and read up about how you have Homeland Security's top officials, the medical deities at Homeland Security, and even Surgeon Generals, sponsoring Alex Jones to sell you a product that's knockoff of Oxy Silver, that's not nearly as powerful as Oxy Silver, and that uses fraudulent doctored electromicrographs to sell the thing fraudulently to the consumer. That's Alex Jones' sponsor. It's called the product... from American Biological Laboratories was called Silversol, and they have a variety of other products that are feeding the financial coffers of not just the Illuminati, but their medical deities, the pharma whores in Homeland Security and FEMA and the military that have their paws not in humanity's best interest, but involved in this drug industry and, in fact, Clifton Mining, that owns a significant share of the operations of American biotech labs, sponsors of Alex Jones, that you can see that they have gold mines and silver mines in Utah. These are major movers and shakers. These are the guys that have tried to put Oxy Silver out of business. And this was the reason why Alex Jones pulled the plug on our advertising. And actually, that was during the heat of the H1N1 swine flu fright, where we could have had fantastic sales, but they literally intentionally suppressed it during that period of time. This is how industrial espionage and sabotage is played in this new world order that we're currently witnessing as slaves. We are slaves to all of this. We are enslaved to this whole sick consciousness and suppression of our spirituality. Our true identity in divinity has got to be released. And there's only one way to do it. There's one way, through faith, prayer, and love. And the love vibe and the whole technology of 528 hertz frequency is humanity's only hope.
It is. Amen. Amen. I also want to say one last thing before we go in regards to OxySilver. There was a hostile takeover of your companies, and there's other companies out there now claiming to have the same ingredients as OxySilver.
Yeah, don't listen
but it isn't
garbage.
True, because the water in the OxySilver comes from a specific source that nobody else has access to.
And also, there's some other things that we do with OxySilver that I'm not going to mention.
Yeah, but again, the proprietary stuff that we do, no one has access to, but also it is the water, the healing water that's used in the OxySilver is a homeopathic that's an amazing miracle remedy, and that there's no one else that has access to it.
Yeah. In other words, what Sherry's saying, folks, is if you've been a supporter of Dr. Len Horowitz and Sherry Kane and like what's going on in the Inside Hour and want to continue to support this kind of work, if you're going to be buying products from Dr. Leonard Horowitz, buy them from Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Don't buy them from the people who have defrauded customers and engaged in a hostile takeover of my previous companies. We're talking about the folks in Idaho this evening, and Sherry has a very, very good point. Don't pay any attention to what they're doing because it's really...
But it's not the same.
It's not only not the same, it's also sick and sad what they've been up to there. But again, you know, gee whiz, the meek shall inherit the earth. The loving, that's us, baby. So anyway, we're out of time. We're out of the Inside Hour. We've got to get going. We've got to hit the road. Next week again, Tuesday night, be with us again. East Coast time is midnight on the new day, 9 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock in Hawaii. You want to tell anybody anything about 528 Radio Records before we leave?
Yeah, if you haven't gone to 528radio.com. It's 24-hour listening. It's free. We would do appreciate donations so there to keep the site running.
Please, we can use them.
Yeah, so there is an available space on there to click on and to actually give us some donations to keep it running. We also have 528records.com. If you are a musician, we encourage you to upload your music, even if it hasn't been transposed into 528, because the software will automatically transpose it and send it back to you, transposed in music files. That'll happen for free, and it'll become part of our library. If anyone pays to donate for the music that you uploaded, your original music, then you will get 60% royalties from that. And if it isn't your original music, then the creators of the music are offered the 60% royalties. But your music, even if it isn't your original music, you can upload it to the music library. It will get sent back to you free, transposed. It'll become part of our music library and be available to others, available by donation. And we encourage you to do that. 528records.com, 528radio.com.
And that's healing, folks. See, that's how you get the vibration, the good vibration of love to open people's hearts worldwide, is you just start to play the music.
And if you haven't read the new book, The Book of 528, go to thebookof528.com. It's one of the best books you'll ever read. It's extremely
life-changing. It will change your view.
And
completely uplift
exactly
your view of who you are and the miraculous environment around you. It's amazing. The revelations are monumental and completely uplifting. So that's what this has been about. It's been about, let's suppress, degrade, denounce Horowitz and 528, because, gee whiz, Big Pharma and COINTELPRO just can't stand.
Peace and love.
Yeah. All right. God bless, folks. Next week, again, on the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks to BBS Radio. Talk
and I'm Sherry King. Good night. God bless.